Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, I want you to see something here. This morning, I woke up again, and as you all well know, I continuously reiterate the point that we're being censored heavily. We know that the FBI and the CIA are behind the control boards concerning big tech. This is all well known. Matter of fact, their fact checkers are former employees for CNN. Snopes, as many call it, that's a CIA front. It's all controlled by the CIA, who are known to be subversive. They're creating a war against who we are, people. I can't reiterate it enough. So a week ago, I was pulled off one of my social media platforms, and they said that I posted something that wasn't in line with their policy. Remember, policy undermines law. So I don't care what they say about their policy. Facebook, Twitter, the other organizations, big tech organizations, Google, the list goes on, YouTube, they're subversive to American government. And what they're doing is you have the bad guys telling you what's permissible when it comes to what we can see and what it is that we can hear concerning the information that we get. It's completely backwards. Isaiah 59. It's completely turned upside down. And again, friends, it happened again. So they pulled my page from over a year ago, and they said we cannot post any information countering the COVID narrative, is what they said. Now they have become the big brother to protect the likes of Big Pharma, which we know that they're in line and in hand, in glove concerning their alliance, Isaiah 28:18, with the government, corruption in the government, because they've done nothing about it, but further create more abuses against the First Amendment. In this particular case, they pulled an article that said, I can't tell you the truth about COVID concerning all of the incentives that doctors are getting, administrations are getting, coroners are getting by putting people in the hospital, telling them it's COVID. If they die, it's got to be from COVID. They get kickbacks for all this. They didn't want me telling you that, Americans. And again, remember, this is the show where we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. We're going to tell you, I don't care what they have to say. I honestly don't. I care that the American people enforce the law against these criminals and throw them in jail where they belong. Because this is the bulwark of our liberty that's being torn down on a daily basis. So they tell me from 2021 I can't post something. So they're going back on my page. They're going back on my page, and what they're doing is they're finding infractions. They're creating infractions to further censor this site. And so they pulled me down. They said 13 days. 13 days go by. Then they come up with another one, and I knew when that one fell off they were going to pull up another one. And so that one just fell off. Okay, that was an old post too. Been up for years. So just yesterday, I posted Time Magazine's Man of the Year, Adolf Hitler. 1941. He was on the cover. I'm showing you on social media platforms right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Adolf Hitler was Time Man of the Year in 1941, as was he the Man of the Year in 1938 as well. Not just once, but twice. Okay? And I shared that on social media platforms. They came back and they said that I was a dangerous organization. They don't tolerate, they don't put up with, according to their policies, me showing you this information that Time showed you over, how many years ago now? 80 years ago. I've reiterated this point, and I'm going to give it to you again. And again, this is my job. This is what I do. Your censorship that's taking place illegally by big tech companies. Folks, this is all a push in favor of the government, because the big tech companies are protecting them and their crimes against we the people too. George Washington, when he said that if freedom of speech is ever taken away, he said, dumb and led you will be as sheep to a slaughter. The only way that they're getting away with these narratives, friends, is because you continuously allow them to get away with it. Again, they do not have a right. Even what's going on in January 6th, taking it up another notch, what took place in Michigan, all of that is a message from the bad guys telling you that if you dare stand up against us, this is what you're going to suffer. Let us suffer it then. Let us suffer it then. Folks, my point is they must be dealt with. Why don't they want me showing you that the mainstream media was promulgating Time Magazine Man of the Year Adolf Hitler not once but twice? How come they don't want me promulgating and sharing and disseminating information to the American people that Time Magazine made Joseph Stalin the Man of the Year, the Ayatollah Khomeini the Man of the Year, Barack Obama the Man of the Year, or the Person of the Year? That's all they could go with on that femme. Why don't they want you knowing that information? It's true. They cannot deny it. Folks, they're setting themselves up for a big fall if the people would come together and deal with these criminals. Folks, again, I want to show you what they just pulled down, and they said I'm a dangerous organization for sharing this information. Dangerous to who? Dangerous to who? Those that are lying to you, those that are attempting to cover. Remember, Joseph Goebbels said, the greatest enemy to the state is the truth. Well, guess what? That's what we're called to preach, and that's what we're going to continuously preach, like it or not. FBI, I'm talking to the corrupt. CIA, I'm talking to the corrupt. You don't have a lawful leg to stand on when you assail the American people in such a fashion that you are. But you are. And you think right now, for some reason or another, it's the power in your hand to attack another fellow human being. Have you forgotten? Do unto others as you would do them, have them do unto you. Do you not realize that for every time you attack the First Amendment, do you realize that you're attacking your own? Because when they're done using you, what do you think they're going to do with you, dummies? You haven't thought it through. And you haven't studied history to know enough. You're the first ones that are lined up against a wall and shot. Because the bad guys look at you and say, if you'll betray your own people, we can't trust you neither. Isn't that right? Absolutely right. It's absolutely right. No, friends, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is going to continuously tell you the truth, like it or not. I don't care what corruption tries to conceal. If it's brought to the front door of this ministry, we are going to do the great mandate that the Lord has given unto us through commandments, not suggestions. We will reprove darkness. We will expose them for who they are. And that's the mercy of God looking at the American people, especially those that call themselves Christians, to uphold his commandments and bring judgment upon their wicked heads, because wicked they are. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for your orders, by the way. Please make them sooner than later. I totally appreciate that because we're gone so much. Sons of Liberty Media, go over to the store. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to keep us out there. We do not serve sponsors or a golden calf here, friends. We serve the Lord God and the people that we're called to go to, period. And with that said, do consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. If you go over and actually get some of those coffee cups, cool coffee cups, dog tags, whatever the case might be, t-shirts with proclamations that will be sure to stir up conversations. They're all over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sooner than later, please, friends. And keep in mind, all of those over there are suggestions from our listeners, and we are accommodating to the best of our abilities. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about administration advocating the crimes of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's exactly what he's doing, and the American people are allowing him to do it. He's literally doing his best to stir up the judgment of God upon this people, and that's exactly what he's going to bring. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly in Jude 1:7, and it's exactly what this guy means to advocate. They're not hiding anything. They're trying to hasten the destruction of this country, friends, and the only way that they're going to do that is with the accomplices, the American people that sit back and tolerate their crimes. Period. I want you to remember this one thing, and I want you to hear me carefully. Government does not have a right to advocate that which is unlawful. And that's exactly what's been going on in this country far too long. People, what is it that you won't put up with? That's the great question. What is it that you won't put up with? Before we get rocking here, I want to go over to George Whitefield real quick. He was a famous Great Awakening preacher. He's the guy that said, it's a poor sermon that gives no offense, that neither makes the hearer displeased with himself nor with the preacher. That's right. I mean, did you go into church today? Hey, friends, all-knowing? Or did you go into church putting yourself under the tutelage of the Holy Ghost? Okay. And usually what the Holy Ghost goes for is that which convicts of righteousness, judgment, right? He'll convict you of where you need to be changed, where you need to repent, Matthew 3:2. That's what a preacher's called to do prophetically. Go to the heart, just like Jesus did in Mark 16, verse 17. I'm sorry, 10, verse starting in 17, where he looked at the rich young ruler, gave him the commandments, and then he said, this one thing you lack. And what did the rich young ruler do? Where was he offended? He was sad to hear the sayings of the Lord because his heart was attached to his mammon, his money. And the Lord turns and looks at his apostles and said, listen, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? He said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to go into heaven. That's what jacked him up. It was the one thing that he needed to hear, and it's the one thing he didn't want to hear. It's what you don't want to hear is what you need to hear, friends. That's what I'm trying to say in a nutshell here. I want to give you another example of how all this works before I bring you over to a video I'm going to play here for you. It's an immigrant mother and how she's hammering the radicals. And I had a conversation yesterday. I went and picked up a couple groceries here where I live. And while I was grocery shopping, I walked over and started having a conversation with a lady that I've known for years over there. And I said, so how are things going with you? And this is what she said. I want you to listen to me carefully, friends, because it's a perfect segue to what we were talking about during the first segment. And she said this to me, unsolicited. I just said, so how are things going for you? And I didn't expect to hear any bad news. But she said, the way that our corporation treats us, she said, they treat us, and she used an expletive. She said, they treat us bad. She said, there's a lady that works here at a grocery store. It's a corporate grocery store. She said that, you know, there's a lady here that's been working for 20-some years, her whole life. He said she got sick, and what they did is they kicked her off the insurance plan and told her to go find it somewhere else. I said, yeah, but let me ask you something, and I want you to think this through, all of you people that say that you're just doing your job. And for those that are working, I praise God for every one of you. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, if you don't work, you don't eat. I'm all on board with what you're doing. Okay, we all work. I love to work. But here's the thing. What happens when those corporations don't have anybody to treat like an expletive? What happens when those agencies that are using you temporarily, what happens when they don't have you to do it anymore for them? See, the tyrant can't do what the tyrant does without somebody doing it for the tyrant. And what happens when the tyrant doesn't have somebody doing it for him? The tyrant's going to no longer be a tyrant. You see? You see how this works? Hey, folks, do you not understand the power is within the people, not the corporations? We know what the corporations are doing right now. The corporations are merely sitting back because the governments came in and told them, you do our biddings and we'll support you through until we get to the other side of our political agenda here concerning the pandemic. And you just heard, by the way, on the break, during the break, how they're already broadcasting COVID spikes again, folks. This is all pre-planned. All pre-planned. Talk to any doctor that's going to tell you the truth, and he'll tell you exactly what's going on. And they're not hard to find. You're going to find more that will tell you than those that won't tell you. See, the government's telling the corporations, we'll steal the money of the taxpayers, which is theft. And what we'll do is we'll take that money and then we'll hold it over the heads of the corporations to treat the customers like crap. And when you do that, just know that you're going to enforce our agenda. But what happens, Americans, what happens, people that are all saying you're just doing your job, what happens when they have nobody else to do this to? They're going to go out of business. And so will corruption in government. Okay? Because then they're going to have nobody else to attack. We have to think these things through. And I told the woman, I said, but what happens when you quit and you go find another job where that corporation doesn't treat you in such a fashion, or that little guy that owns a business hires you on and treats you like a person? That sounds like a better idea to me. What happened to that? What happened to us thinking these things through, friends? Because we don't do a lot of that anymore. See, if the people in this country understood that all power lies within their hands under God, and a little knowledge, might I add, right? We could put them in the position that they need to be in. Quit doing their biddings for them. Quit doing their biddings for them. See, there's too many people out there that are just saying they're doing their job. In fact, they're not doing their job. And I highlight this over and over and over again. But I'm just thinking it through a different way. What happens when you don't do the biddings of the tyrants? The tyrants are going to have to go find someone else to pick on, right? And furthermore, if you want to be a law-abiding citizen under God, you would uphold that law against them first and foremost. Because I seek to see that happen in my lifetime. And I'm going to do it with a smile on my face by the grace of God. Okay? All right. So let me get over to this. I want to show you a couple videos before we get over to this criminal administration is advocating the crimes of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's exactly what he's doing. And 329.5 million people are allowing him to dare the justice of God. Well, how is it our fault? Because you're an accomplice by tolerating him. You're an accomplice by allowing him to do the things that he's doing. This is a small, 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 small portion of the wickedness that's being disseminated and promulgated through the mainstream media as they continuously try to normalize the crimes that in fact bring judgment. The judgment that was brought upon the heads of Sodom and Gomorrah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play probably 4 minutes of this, and it's a short video, but it's worth your listening to because, again, it shows you who's behind all of this. Put the whites, pit them against the blacks, pit the Christians against this religious organization. It's the government pitting the people against the people, but where are they going to in order to plant those seeds? Well, common sense does come into play, does it not?
My name is
Dr.
Namani.
Check this out.
I came to the United States at the age of 4. I was an immigrant to the great state of New Jersey, and I grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia, a mostly white state. I was affirmed, I was supported, and I was able to grow up a girl who knew not a word of English when I arrived to become a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I am sitting here before you today, apparently the face of white supremacy. I am wearing a shirt that my father made. My father survived literally white supremacy in India. My father is 5'3" because when he was a boy, the white supremacists that were the British rule in India literally funneled food away from the people of India, and my father starved. And so he grew up to be a young man who came to the United States of America because he believed in the values and principles of this great nation. My father made this shirt for me, inspired by the gown that Representative Ocasio-Cortez wore to the Met Gala. And it says on here the names that we, the parents in the United States of America, have been called, including in the video that you featured, Chairman Raskin. Things like domestic terrorists, white supremacists.
Okay, so I want to come back and I want to play the rest of this, Francis. It's important that you hear it because you're hearing white supremacy, white supremacy. I'm here to tell you that black supremacy is just as dangerous as white supremacy. But what she does is she breaks this down and she begins to show you who the responsible party is as to who's pitting people against one another. It is your government, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. That huge winter storm is heading east, but still making life miserable in the upper Midwest. Interstate 90 is closed from Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Wyoming border. The forecast calls for up to a foot of snow in upstate New York by tomorrow. At least one Republican senator is holding firm in his desire to pass a full-year spending bill in this Congress. It's Alabama's Richard Shelby.
We all know it's the best thing to do is fund the government when you're here, whether you're retiring or whether you've got five more years. The problem remains the same.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy wants the omnibus bill delayed until the new Congress next month. Mortgage rates are down. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed loan now 6.31%. On Wall Street, though, the Dow is down by as much as 900 points today. That's more than 2.5%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Let's get back to this woman that's talking about how, well, white supremacy. And I'm here to remind everybody, folks, that white supremacy is dangerous and just as dangerous as black supremacy. Okay? Jesus didn't come in here to save our skin. He came into the world to save our souls. Okay? And if he came in to deliver us from our sins, then we need to pay attention because Jesus said, divide and conquer, beware of it, Mark 3:25. Well, guess what they're doing? I'm going to let this woman finish it up, but she's telling you her story right now about white supremacists and how her father came from a country that was ruled by such people. Now listen carefully.
That we, the parents, have dared to stand up against in the United States of America over the last couple years. It is a divisive ideology expressed through this book called...
It's a divisive ideology. Well, where is this divisive ideology being taught? In public schools.
Critical race theory. It is a book that is taught in law schools, but it is translated...
It's a book taught in law schools. Whoa, I thought we were ruled by law. Isn't, as a matter of fact, I got one right here. If you look at Lady Justice, you can look at her. She's right in front of me. Notice she's got a blindfold on. That blindfold is there to tell you that we're ruled by law, not by anything else concerning the senses, okay? But they want you to rule or be ruled in another way, by the public opinion of the useful idiots found in the mainstream media,
it into our school systems with books like this. Not My Idea.
In public schools.
Whiteness. The trickle-down effect of the demonization of any human...
Okay, so are you getting this, folks? This government, right now, through these bureaucracies, of course they're hiding behind them, are planting seeds in the younger generation to hate white people. I want to say this too, to black people. You notice commercials all day long, they're black people. A lot of white people are saying, man, everywhere you go, they're black commercials. Black people, I want you to understand something. They're using you because they're trying to use you as a race of people to be pitted against another race of people. They're just using you. They're trying to divide the people. I, on a personal level, haven't seen it all across the country. So who are the idiots that are taking heed to this dangerous, divisive ideology? Well, those that can't think for themselves, and that's why they're going for the young people.
Being because of their race is books like this. Where does this book take us as an idea? It takes us to this very simple idea. An idea that is a new hierarchy of human value. There is no doubt that the hierarchy of human value that was about white supremacy is illegitimate. Every single person
right.
is opposed to the idea of white supremacy. But we cannot replace an old hierarchy of human value with a new hierarchy of human
That's
value
right. That's
that
right.
demonizes children with this book. Whiteness is a bad deal.
Whiteness is a bad deal. These are the books that are being pushed forth to your kids in public schools. This is why your borders are wide open. You've all heard of La Raza, right? They're teaching the Spanish people that are coming over here. By the way, yesterday, 2,600 of them came over the southern border, unimpeded. They're teaching them people that this is their land. They're teaching them people that this is their land. So guess what? What do you think is going to happen, folks? They're going to come over here and they're going to treat white people in such a fashion, like it's their land. Read Deuteronomy 9:5, folks. It's not no man's pick. It's the Lord's pick. It's the Lord's idea, not man's idea. I wanted to show you this because this just popped up, and I'm speaking of the topic even now. But look at this. 15 Americans are murdered every day by illegal aliens. If you go to statutory law and federal law, those that are alluring these illegals into America, do you know that those that are illegally alluring them into America are personally responsible for these murders against American people by illegals? See, if we go back to the law, folks, and we'd enforce that law, a lot of this would be gone. 15 Americans are murdered by illegals every day. 5,475 Americans are murdered every year. By illegals, 82,125 since September 11th in America, 10 times the murders by U.S. residents. Oh my goodness. Is anybody talking about this? Look at this guy right here, real quick. He was on parole for murder. He took about 6 months for him to execute another man. Is he an American? Absolutely not. Many of these illegals are set free only to commit the crime again. Who's setting them free? Your system of government. And I'm talking about not the godly version of this institution. I'm talking about the wicked men that are incumbent that need to be lawfully held accountable. Just wanted to share that one with you. One question, I want to play this video for you. I think you're going to get a kick out of this. Just due to the fact that nobody could think it would go or could go this far. This is a kid out of public schools that is so worked up because of he's a vegan. Just to show you that these are going to be the next people incumbent. Remember what Abraham Lincoln was accredited for saying? The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. Remember what the famous preacher John Wesley said he was a field prophet from England. He said, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. I want to show you what I tried to warn you of 20 years ago. You cannot make this up. I've done 365 high schools across the country. I know what I'm talking about, but you're beginning to see more of this. And then on top of this, add dangerous psychotropic drugs that used to be illegal in America all the way up until the 50s. I'm sorry, the 80s. They used to be street drugs in the 80s. Okay? This kid does not like, well, I'll let him tell you.
Yes, and those emojis honestly should be illegal. I've been emailing Apple every single day to remove the meat emojis from the iPhones, and they're not doing it. I don't know why they're not doing it.
Does he sound like a homosexual, folks?
Every single day to stop putting the meat emojis in the phones. Like, it should be illegal. It's offensive to me, and it's triggering to people like me who are vegan. It is so triggering, and I don't know why they don't take them off the iPhone, because they're so triggering. They're so triggering.
Can you make it up? This is what the older generation has raised up. Luke 7:35. He is so distraught, he said it's triggering to him. I suppose he's in his safe space. My goodness, folks. He said it's triggering that he sees meat emojis because he's a vegan. Oh, the attorneys love all this. See, because these people are doing a good job of making themselves the victims in the face of the mainstream media using these people. And then the attorneys get on in it. And what do? They attack the people that are holding to the standard of law. This kid is so distraught that he's triggered when he sees little meat emojis. That's scary stuff, folks. That is truly scary stuff. Oh, here's Bradley's commercial really quick. Did you see this? 42-year-old actress Yakira Chambers standing in front of a shopping center in Newport Beach has trouble breathing. She drops over dead. There was a report out. Believe me, they said, Hollywood knows what's happening and they are scared. By the way, a lot of black actors and rappers are dying. Sorry about that, Raptors. I did not mean to say Raptors, but rappers. Okay. Here's another one. You ready for this one? I hope you are, because this is Bradley's commercial right now, and I just wanted to make sure you're up to par with what's going on. This is brand new. Ally Spice, Hooters TikTok star, dead at 21 years old. Oh, my goodness. Look at this one. Hip-hop legend Granddaddy IU dies at 54 years old. Nobody knows what's going on, Americans. Oh, you ready for this one? The Thailand princess, next in line to the throne, suffers a heart attack while running. She just got her shot. Oh, my goodness. We just don't know what's happening, Brad. What about this one? Ellen DeGeneres, famed D-Witch, dead at 40 years old. This is all brand new information, folks. Not making it up. Here's another one. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Here's a brand new one. The exploited cancel shows after Wadi Buchan collapses on stage from a suspected heart attack. Whoa, isn't that crazy? Former WSU football coach Mike Leach dies at 61 years old. Wow. Is this insane or is this insane? Got another one here. 2 weeks before wedding, St. Pete man in Florida gets brain cancer. That's a direct side effect or an explosion of cancer in your body because it breaks down your immune system. This is a brand new one. I could do a show every day just on that. Just on that, friends. Just on that. And Americans can't figure out what's going on, most of them. Just don't know what's going on. Okay, so anyways, let's get over to what matters the most right now. And I think we're covering a lot of that, what matters the most right now. And we're seeing this. Joe Biden, just the other day, speaking of administration, advocating the crimes of Sodom and Gomorrah. I hope I have your attention now. Because 17 years ago, when we were doing a lot of high schools in the country, we weren't having any problems at all. As a matter of fact, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can see that we were going back to some high schools one and two and three times, sometimes the same year. They so loved our assembly program. That is until the gay agenda under George W. Bush came out, and they began to attack through the mainstream media anybody that exposed sodomy as a crime. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. That's when it came out. I hope you listen to me now, because everything I warned of, here we are. Here we are.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. I'm trying to find, somebody just sent this over to me this morning, Joe Biden's new, his replacement for Sam Brinken, who was busted stealing from airports luggage. Remember this guy right here? Remember him? Look at this, guys. This is what Joe Biden is putting into place. See, these are the warnings that Scott Lively, myself, have been trying to give the American people for a long time. This is what Adolf Hitler did. He demoralized the people where there's no rule of law. It was arbitrary. It was left on up to them as to how they were going to rule. That's what they're looking to do. Because the more I can demoralize you, the more I can control you. And what is it that the people don't understand about what I just said? It's exactly what this is all about. And the Lord's going to only let it go so far. But what we're seeing now more than ever before is we are seeing them pick up speed on their attack on the American people, and this on so many different levels. Okay, I want to just show you this really quick, and I'm going to give it to you as quick as I can during the last segment here. This is a man right here. Right here. Okay? When I just highlighted, it's a drag queen, so if you want to know what's going on, at the libraries, if you want to know why sex trafficking is taking place through the State Department, if you want to know why kids are being ripped off through CPS, foster care, it's all government-sponsored. And of course, it's not good government. Of course, it's the wicked within. Now, let me just take this in stride and see during that time if I can't find this new pitcher to his new appointee going back to Sam Brinken. I mean, it is just the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in all of my life. I mean, it's worse than Sam, a bald man wearing a dress with red lipstick on. It's worse. And I don't know how you could even make it any worse than that, but this is even worse. And I got to say this, because we know it's a man that wants you to believe that he's a woman. But he's putting these people in place for the very purpose, friends, to rule over you. That's what this is about. It's never been about marriage. And what I'm talking about right now, if you just joined us, is the administration is advocating the crimes of Sodom and Gomorrah. This is called daring the justice of God. This is taking a stick before a just and a holy God and beginning to advocate that which God clearly condemns by his witness of judgment upon those nations. The Bible tells us in Jude 1:7, it says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. These people are, folks, life is but a vapor. These are reprobates, abominable human beings that have made a choice to do the wrong thing. And they're going to eat the fruit of their own ways, as are they going to reap righteous recompense on that day. But I fear that it's going to happen in our time because of what the people allow. Now, this last week, treasonous Joe Biden, you already know he's treasonous, took upon himself in servitude to his father, the devil. You know he's the devil. Okay, he is. He's got one foot on a banana peel. His other is already in hell. He's an empty uniform. He's being used by his controllers. But as he's in servitude to his father, the devil, and his controllers, John 8:44, what he's doing is, again, daring the justice of God. And rest assured, Joe, along with those, the American people, who give him a pass, you're going to get a response. You've already seen that the whole homosexual sodomite agenda, you didn't want to listen to the law, you gave them a pass because you believed that they were the victims, and the only thing that they're the victims of are the law that condemns them for their crimes against nature. And that's what they're called in state statute, crimes against nature. Okay? We're going to get a response because you see that it was always about the kids, sex before eight, before it's too late. It's exactly what they're doing. That's Nambla's slogan during gay pride parades. Hey, friends, here's the assurance that Christians must have. All politics aimed at the gospel end in self-destruction. They do. Look to history. Now, not only did Joe sign an unconstitutional bill titled, pay attention to the name, Respect for Marriage Act, he said it's a blow to hate. No, what it is, it's hate aimed at the law which was given because God loves, not hates. To warn us, Psalm 19:11. Respect for Marriage Act. Folks, do you understand that this was all pre-planned a long time ago? And we gave it to you step by step, precept upon precept, warning you about what this is? Never in the history of mankind has anybody ever come up with gay marriage. Never! Never in the... Hey, folks, if we left it to them, we wouldn't be here. This is incredible. This has nothing to do with marriage, folks. It shows you how much Joe Biden and his controllers hate God. They want you to set yourselves in array against heaven. I would caution you. I would warn you to turn the other direction and repent, folks, while you can. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living power. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that would oppose it. Look to history. His-story. Marriage is an institution that belongs exclusively to the church, not the state. But it's a convenience for them to go ahead and intermingle inside of the church at will when they don't have the lawful authority to do so, but they're doing it. Americans might also want to put together how these little perverse and criminal alliances are when looking to who is responsible for the drag queen push. Well, this is what I wanted to tell you folks. What you didn't know is when Joey, treasonous Joey, that's tolerated by the people in this country to go ahead and remain in the people's White House and attack everything that we are day after day, week after week, just like they did Obama, just like they did Trump, just like they did Bush and the Clintons. Because they were all teeing this up for such a time as this. Every one of them. Donald Trump called himself the gayest president. He tweeted it out. I've showed you this several times. The most gay president in American history. I mean, just he's a narcissist. He's the best of everything, right? But folks, keep in mind this Respect for Marriage Act has nothing to do with marriage. And what I want you to do is when he was signing this, I want you to pay attention to the fact that what he did is he had a drag queen present. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, this is who is present at the signing. Who's behind, folks? Who's behind the drag queen push? The government is. They've known about this since 1987. You have the Gay Manifesto. I've read it off to you 1,000 times. I tried to warn you what this was all about. Now look what they're doing. They said that in DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, if they can get that overthrown, everything else will fall. What'd they just do? Oh, my goodness, folks. This is to show you that they can act out arbitrarily. And if the people don't want to be the law, this is what happens. The Respect for Marriage Act is only the beginning. President Biden, as they call him, signed the Respect for Marriage Act, a bill that seeks to completely destroy the covenant of marriage. It was very fitting that President invited drag queen Marty G. Cummings to the signing, further instituting or insulting the American people and making a mockery of our country. Cummings embodies everything conservatives oppose about today's radical sexual revolution. He once performed for a 2-year-old and is a big proponent of sexual youth indoctrination. Why would this man that's dressed up like a woman, that's performing in front of 2-year-old children, why would he be at this signing? America, I said it earlier, what is it that you won't put up with? If you want to know who's behind the agenda of pedophilia, folks, look to your government. We've known this for decades. Watergate was a cover for a pedophile ring scandal being exposed. In the 80s, under Bush and Reagan, there was something called Boys Town, the Franklin cover-up case. This is where the government was stealing kids through Catholic housing in Nebraska, where they got the kids orphaned, hooked on drugs, and then they were sent to politicians in D.C., to be filmed, being violated by politicians that they might extort them. Why is it going this direction? Because they're extorted men. That's why. If you want to know who's behind and who is the pedophiles, who's pushing this whole agenda, it's your government. If you want to know who's behind the sex trafficking, it's the State Department. If you want to know who's responsible in many cases for stealing children, look to foster care and CPS. Hey, folks, they're the ones attempting to normalize this as individual crimes, and they must be held accountable, period.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.